Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hey, everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic. Today, we're diving headfirst into a topic that plagues many of us. Perfectionism. Ever felt like your life is one giant checklist, where anything less than flawless is a complete failure? You know that feeling when you get hung up on details, overthink every decision, and ultimately end up paralyzed by the fear of not being perfect? Well, guess what? It's time to ditch that toxic mindset and embrace imperfection. Think about it. Perfection is an illusion. It's this unreachable ideal that sets us up for constant disappointment and self-criticism. It keeps us stuck in a cycle of striving and never feeling good enough. And honestly, who has time for all that? Life's too short to be chasing an impossible dream. So, how do we break free from the shackles of perfectionism? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you get started. First, recognize that imperfection is human. We're all flawed, messy individuals making our way through life. There's beauty in that, in the stumbles and the missteps. Embrace your quirks, celebrate your uniqueness, and remember that being good enough is actually more than enough. Think about it like this. Picasso wasn't a perfect painter. He was revolutionary because he broke the rules and embraced his unique style. That's what makes art so powerful, its imperfection. Second, challenge those negative thoughts. When you find yourself spiraling into self-criticism, ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is it helpful? Would I say this to a friend? Most likely, the answer is no. So, why subject yourself to that negativity? Practice replacing those critical thoughts with more compassionate and realistic ones. Remember, you're not defined by your mistakes. You're defined by how you learn and grow from them. Third, set realistic expectations for yourself. You can't be everything to everyone all the time. It's okay to say no sometimes to prioritize your well-being and to focus on what truly matters. Remember that saying no is not selfish, it's a form of self-care. Think about it like this. You wouldn't pour from an empty cup, would you? So, make sure to fill your own cup first by setting boundaries and prioritizing your needs. Fourth, celebrate small victories. Instead of focusing on the big picture, break down your goals into smaller, more manageable steps. As you achieve each milestone, acknowledge your progress and give yourself a pat on the back. Remember, every step forward is a victory worth celebrating, no matter how small it may seem. Think about it like climbing a mountain. Those little steps up the trail add up to reaching the summit. And finally, remember that progress over perfection is the real goal. It's not about being flawless, it's about constantly striving to be better versions of ourselves. Embrace the journey, learn from your mistakes, and keep moving forward. You got this. Now, let me share a quick story with you. A few years ago, I was working on this big project, something I really wanted to make perfect. I spent countless hours agonizing over every detail, stressing about deadlines, and constantly comparing myself to others. It was exhausting, and honestly, it wasn't even that fun anymore. Then, one day, I realized something. I was letting perfectionism rob me of the joy in the process. So, what did I do? I took a deep breath, relaxed my grip on control, and decided to just have fun with it. I focused on enjoying the creative journey, learning from my mistakes, and celebrating each small victory along the way. The result? A project that was good enough, yes, but also something I genuinely enjoy creating. That experience taught me a valuable lesson. Sometimes, letting go of perfection is the key to unlocking our true potential. It allows us to be more creative, more authentic, and ultimately happier. So remember, embrace your imperfections, celebrate your progress, and never stop striving to become the best version of yourself. You're not alone on this journey, and we're all in this together. If you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend who might benefit from hearing these words. Leave a review if you have a moment, it really helps others discover the podcast. And don't forget to join the conversation on social media using #TheAntiAnxietyStoic. Until next time, stay calm, find control, and cultivate your courage.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.